take a nap or anything. I got the Lord expanded it for me. So I hope it's still a blessing to you. Psalms 39:7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. And we can wait for many things, and there's many reasons to wait. We wait in line at the bank and the grocery store. We wait in traffic. My favorite's the doctor's office, where you make an appointment and they put you in a waiting room. Or when you call to get your computer fixed, you wait online or on the phone for a recording. That's always fun. We'll wait for a letter or maybe a package in the mail. And why do we do all this waiting? Well, we're expecting something at the end of our wait. And the store may not have what we need. The bank may be out of money. The doctors may not have the cure. But we have an expectation that is real. We'll go to Psalm 62:5. And it, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. And I wanted to bring out hope and expectation. They're just about the same word. They mean the same thing. But in our previous verse, hope does mean expectation. And then I looked up the word expectation in Psalm 62 in Strong's, and it comes from, it's H8615 and comes from H6960, meaning a cord as an attachment, expectancy, expectation, and hope. And and this one I really like, the thing that I long for. It's interesting how the Lord brings things to our mind. But this is the same word used to describe the line of scarlet thread that Rahab bound in the window. In Joshua 2:18, pardon me, I don't have a problem till I get up here. But it says, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And we'll also go to verse 21. I forgot to turn there. And this is Rahab speaking, and she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Rahab had an expectation at the end of that line, and it wasn't a little one. I mean, this covered her and her whole family, everyone that she could get in that house. I think if the whole city would have showed up, they'd have been safe because of that promise. But as I was thinking on this and on the word cord, I thought of the umbilical cord, and that's the baby's line of, or lifeline to the mother. And pastor, I think, mentioned the baby coming on Wednesday. his granddaughter, grandson, I mean, his daughter's baby. You know that baby's coming. You have an expectation. That's what they say. She's expecting. And it's not a maybe. It's for sure. And that's a lot of what our expectation is. It's not a hope-so thing. It's a for sure thing. Let's turn to 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Again, like I said, this isn't a hope-so hope. It's a lively hope, just like that baby. That baby's alive. And again, you know it's coming. It's on the way. And we don't just have hope, we have Christ's life in us. And in fact, he is our hope. Colossians 1, 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Again, he's our hope. It's his life in us. This inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. It's printed with indelible ink, so to speak. It's reserved in heaven for us. And I thought, it's been there a long time waiting, because we were chosen in him from before the foundation of the world. Probably you guys are going to get tired of hearing this, but this is one of my favorite verses, Jeremiah 29:11. I think Pastor was saying he listened to a bunch of it the other day. And there's a lot of good stuff in here when you start reading it. But it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And I think about God, whose thoughts unto us are more than the sand, has not one evil thought toward us. They're all thoughts of peace. All positive. There's nothing negative in his thoughts. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I like that. All joy, all peace, that ye may abound in hope. Our expectation just gets bigger and bigger. What more can we say than all? There's nothing more than that. And it is through the power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't look up that word end, and it's H319 from H310. And it means the last or end, hence the future. Also posterity, last, latter, end time, hinder, uttermost, remnant, residue, and reward. And it seems to me, I mean, words like posterity, a lot of these words point to the future. They're not an end, but a beginning. And I believe that's the way it is with our Lord. John 14. Two and three. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I think of this. He's coming himself for us. He's not sending the butler or an Uber. He's going to come and get us personally. And what other God has promised to do that? There's no other God that can do that. But I believe that place that he's preparing is ready for us. But that isn't, that mansion isn't my expectation, although it's part of it. And we'll turn to Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is my expectation. I'm looking for that blessed expectation, that hope, and the appearing of my precious bridegroom. Again, what wait I for? 1 Thessalonians. This is some of my favorite verses too. Chapter 4, 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And you'd think with all that noise that everybody would hear it, but only those that are listening. And I'm thankful, I know. I want to go to 1 Corinthians. The one I don't have marked. But it's easy to find. Chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And I'm so thankful that he doesn't hold anything back. He said he would withhold no good thing from us. And he tells us what we should be expecting. He reveals it to us. I think I speak for all of us when I say that the wait isn't always comfortable. But we do have some instructions for waiting. And in 2 Thessalonians 3:5, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." This made me think about pastor. He's been talking a lot. He speaks a lot about going to the mailbox to get that daily love letter. I've done that a couple of times back in my younger days. And, you know, you expect it every day, and it's an encouragement to you. You know that that's one is the one that is truly in love with you. Well, we have our love letters right here. We can go here for whatever we need, any encouragement. Praise the Lord. I don't even have to go out of the house to get this love letter. I want to go to Romans 5. Verses 2 through 5. "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Or where it says here about love maketh not ashamed. I don't especially like this actor, Tom Cruise, but years ago he had met some actress and he was in love with her. But he was on one of the talk shows and he was so excited. He jumped up on the couch. He was just so excited about telling of his love for her and everything. And he wasn't ashamed to do that. He wasn't ashamed to show his love. Of course, a few months later, I think he was divorced, but we don't need to be ashamed. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We glory in these things. I have to admit, past 3 years have been a little tough, learning about glorying in tribulation and patience. But as I was studying this, I noticed that hope is all over the Bible. I mean, how many verses have we read tonight that have hope in them? And that's just a few of them. And I wonder if you remember the definition of expectation in the beginning of the study. The one definition, the thing that I long for. And I long to see Jesus, my precious bridegroom. And the bride consists of us being knit together in love. I think, and this is pointed mostly at myself because you're all lovely, but I think that it's a marvel that he can take a bunch like us and transform us into that one that he will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. I'm learning more and more that the body, we need to love the body as much as we love Jesus. And I know pastors brought this up. And I'm thankful that we have the Holy Spirit that sheds his love abroad in our hearts. I know my love just wouldn't do it, but his love conquers all. I'm going to close with this, Revelation 3:11. You all know this, but I love to hear it. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. That's that expectation that no man take thy crown. Hope it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to me, and so have you. Appreciate you, and love y'all, and I do feel I can call you dearly beloved. Thank you.